Well, speaking of the Lone Star Cafe, I suppose we should do something by Hank Williams now, by way of contrast. This is his old oldie but goldie. Move It On Over. Came in last night, 10:30. Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over. Shake it on over. Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. But she changed the lock, my front door. My poor key don't fit no more, so move it on over. Shake it on over. Move over, nice dog, cause the mad dog's moving in. She told me twice, I just don't take no one's advice. So move it on over. Shake it on over. Move over, cold dog, cause the hot dog's moving. Last night, 3:30, 13 women waiting for me. Oh, move it on over, move it on over. Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. Well, this dog house is mighty small, it's better than no house at all. So move it on over, move it on over. Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving.
That's one we won't be doing.
That's a song we'll not be playing.
But it's one that if you were at the Bottom Line last time, you would have heard on at least one of the sets.
Yes.
So that's actually two Hank Williams songs that you did last time.
Yes. Well, I like Hank Williams.
Yeah. And you've, in concert, I guess, done other country-oriented things, like Things You Gave Me, which I know that you've done in the past.
How did you know that?
I have my sources.
You weren't supposed to know that.
You mean you're doing that on this tour?
If we could play it, I would actually.
Right.
We should.
It's really, it's a really, really nice song.
It's a good number, yeah. Did you ever hear Rick Nelson's version?
I haven't, but Engineer Alana.
James Burton on Dobro, really tremendous version.
But you haven't really recorded too much country-oriented material like those. Do you have any intention of maybe one day getting together and recording some of the things that you do in concert by other people?
If there was any point, then we would, I think.
Do you think there's a point?
I don't know. It's hard to sing country music, seriously, if you come from England, you know. There's people in England who try all the time. Well, he probably does it better than most people, actually. If you listen to the average British country and western singer, you know, you'd stick your head in a gas oven. Sheer despair. It's hard to talk about the experiences of Dallas when you live in Ilford, you know, Ilford, Essex, or Liverpool, you know. Just doesn't make it somehow. Totally different lifestyle, you know. It always sounds terrible. I can't think of one really successful British country and western singer.
But it's very popular.
But yeah, for us it's good fun because we don't play it that well, so so it's all right.
Yeah, well, when you play it, you don't try to...
We don't try and play it right.
Right, you don't try to sound as if you're coming from Nashville or wherever.
No, that'd be very hard.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and you also do some Cajun material like Madame Sistine, which you did in New York.
Yeah,
as well.
Just occasionally.
And do you listen to a lot of Cajun as well?
I used to. Yeah, I love Cajun music. Yeah, I love it.
But again, that's very difficult to offer a reasonable interpretation of. If you're middle-class lads from North London.
Yeah. I just pretend that, because it's in French, you know, and I've been to France a few times, you know, I've got a right to do that. Yeah.
Although I don't know if they recognise Cajun French as French in France.
Oh, it's unintelligible. I've got a friend of mine that actually lived in the backwoods of Louisiana for about 4 or 5 years, and I showed him the words for Madame Sustana, and he still couldn't understand it.
On this tour, you're mostly doing things from like from the new record and from the last couple of records.
Yeah, we probably do about 3/4 of the new record, and then we do stuff from all different records going right back to Fairport. We do some Fairport stuff as well for the old hippies, you know, keep the old hippies happy.
Actually, when you hear like you're doing songs from that far back and the more recent things, it all seems to be sort of part of the same cloth, so to speak. I mean, it doesn't really, there's not that kind of separation for the songs from back then and what you're doing now, it seemed to me.
Mm. No, it's all much the same. I hope it's refined a bit, you know, it's a bit less naive. I hope we make less mistakes in terms of taste, style, yes. And that sort of thing.
The new record is called "Shoot Out the Lights," and it's on Hannibal Records. And I was interested to see that among the people performing on it was Clive Gregson, who sang backup vocals, who's in this what I thought really fine rock band, Any Trouble, that did one of your songs, "Dimming of the Day," in a sort of Elvis Costello-ish style. In fact,
I guess you could say that. I know Clive through John Wood, who engineered a lot of our records, and he did Any Trouble's first two albums, as well. So he's a really, really, really nice bloke. He's a great singer, Clive, and I hope he's going to emerge in the next couple of years as a tour de force.